Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Parking rates in Vermont's largest city are going up, and Burlington will introduce smart parking meters where drivers can pay with credit cards. But as VPR's Annie Russell reports, the rollout of the new system is pushed back by a month.
If you've ever driven around downtown Burlington looking for a parking spot, you know it feels as though spaces are limited. The city's making some changes, but they're not adding more spaces. Instead, they're raising rates on street parking in the city's center by 50 cents an hour and extending hours of enforcement from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. in some areas. Parking rates in some city garages will also go up by $1 an hour. Kelly Devine is the executive director of the Burlington Business Association. She's heading up the pilot project.
We expect some people are motivated by convenience and some people are motivated by price, and we always want to make sure we have options for both.
The idea is simple. Those who want to park close to the city center will pay 50 cents an hour more for street parking and be subject to longer hours of enforcement. But those pricier meters will be what are called smart meters, meaning they'll accept credit card payments. Those who want to save may park a little further away and use traditional coin-operated parking meters. John Kolacki is the executive director of the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts. He's on Burlington's Downtown Parking Advisory Committee. He says he fields a lot of comments from concertgoers anxious about finding parking near the Flynn.
There's the perception that there's not enough parking for folks. But what the parking survey showed us is there's a lot of parking available, and so I have to better communicate where that parking is.
Kelly Devine says the city is also rolling out signage to help drivers, especially visitors, find some of the underutilized garages and parking spaces in Burlington. The pilot program was supposed to launch October 1st, but a component of the new parking meters wasn't ready. Devine says the city had no choice but to delay.
One of the components of the meters was delayed in shipping, and so therefore our manufacturer has delayed delivery, and so as a result we want to make sure we do a smooth, clean rollout of all the stuff. We've decided to delay everything to November 1.
Burlington officials will evaluate how the new meters and rates are working before deciding which measures will become permanent. The city plans to release more details about the project in the coming weeks. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.